The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it out to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time grew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper time." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read the scriptures? 'The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to the people that will produce its fruit." The Gospel of the Lord.
So have you ever done anything bad and not good, and someone corrects you? What does that feel like? It depends, right? It depends if you know the person loves you or not. So I would say for the first 26 years of my life, every time my mom corrects me, it was hard, but I can take it. But every time my dad corrects me, it was hard, and I fell apart. And oftentimes they would say the same things. But because in the first 26 years of my life, I was more confident of my mom's love. And my dad's love, not as much. Now, thanks be to God, it's changed. Because when we hear things that we've done that we know is not good, but when we hear it from someone that we're not sure of their love, it's complete judgment. And it is like water splash in the face. It's like, I'm worthless. But when we hear it from someone we know loves us, it's still shocking. We have to wake up. We get defensive. We fight back. We scream back sometimes. But eventually, what are we going to do? We're going to be grateful because they love us enough to correct us. And poor them, they got a lot of our stuff thrown back at them. This is what happens in today's gospel. Today's gospel is at the end of Matthew's gospel. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, and they declare him king. But soon later, he ran smack into a wall. The chief priests and the Pharisees, the leadership of the Jewish people and temple, kept fighting him, and he went into confrontation. And today he says something harsh, something that for 2,000 years we've misinterpreted. We think that God takes the kingdom away from the Jews and gives it to the Christians. That is not true. Because Matthew says this, no, take away from people who fight God. And there are a lot of Catholics who fight God, including myself, sometimes. And notice what happens. Notice the tone of Jesus. Isn't this wonderful what God is doing? God like people who love us. They try to say things nice first, and then they step it up, and then when we are so thick-headed and when we're so blinded, people who love us have to wake us up because there's no other way we would listen. And by giving a jolt, we might listen. And especially people like my mom, who are able to say hard things with love. This is what God wants to say to you and I often. And in fact, if you notice first reading, it's sad that the vineyard, which is us, which is the people of Israel, it's sad that the vineyard is not well kept. Not like those vineyards in Napa, but like a really run-down vineyard. But notice the tone. The tone of the person says, "Look, my friend, let me tell you a story that breaks my heart." Because it's true. When we truly love someone, they're going to break our heart. They will, because we're not always the best people. And it's almost like in the gospel, and almost God wants to tell us, not all the time, but maybe right now to some of us, "I love you. You're breaking my heart. But I'm not going to spew you out. I'm going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to be here. And I'm going to wait. And with all of my tenderness, I need the truth to break you up so you can realize not so much what you've done wrong, that too, but how much I care and love and want to help you." You know what we do with tough meat, right? We tenderize it with a mallet or enzyme or by slow cooking. Sometimes you and I, we can be like that tough meat. Nothing can get through. And God needs to tenderize us with tender love. And it won't feel good. But you know why we tender meat? No offense to people who are veggie here. Even with vegetables and stuff, if you make it a little tender, you can chew it better, but in fact, you break it open so the taste will come out more. And sometimes with us too, God used tenderizing love because our heart may be a little too tough. And God does this not because God wants to scold us or God wants to be hard on us. God does this so that we could realize peace. And the second reading, I'm just going to repeat because it is so incredibly beautiful. "Brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make known your request to God. Then the peace of God, which surpasses everything understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Jesus. And brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there's any excellence, and if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received from me. Then the peace of God will be with you." When we do bad things, God doesn't leave us. When we do bad things, our eyes and hearts become tough, and we won't be able to see God. and we will miss God's peace. And in breaking our hearts open, God wants to create more space so that the peace, which is God's love and God's enduring faithful presence, that peace which is already there will come to the fore. And so the peace, God's peace, will never leave us. But because we turn away when we sin, we focus on ourselves, or, and it's true, maybe some of us right now don't think that God loves us. So when God says tough things to other people, we think it's complete rejection. But if that's the way God deals with us, Jesus would have never died on the cross. So sisters and brothers, I'm going to ask us for 2 minutes now and then after the gospel to do what the psalm says. God, turn your face on us and we will be saved. Turn your face on us so that we can experience peace. So I'm going to ask you and us to take 2 minutes. It may be different and not easy, but we can all do this. Please take some time and close your eyes. And you can just close your eyes, and if anything, you can just relax. And imagine Jesus standing or sitting in front of you with whatever is going on in your life, the good or the bad. Imagine Jesus looking at you with tenderness. Now you may feel like Jesus is judging you. Be patient. You may feel that you may not be worthy of God's love. Be patient. Let Jesus look at you. And if you have someone you are confident of their love for you, imagine Jesus looking at you like that person, but with so much more. And try to receive the way Jesus looks. Try to let his eyes, his face, behold you. And maybe he might smile or cry with you or be sad. Ask him what he would like to tell you and do your best to listen. Because in this Mass for the rest of tonight, God and Jesus wants to come closer to you and I. In the Eucharist, in the people we will meet for the rest of the evening.